Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about Waymo coming to St. Louis. In fact, the company is here and they are getting ready for a launch of the driverless vehicles that will happen not anytime soon, but it is expected that they will be here eventually. Some of the dates I've seen are to 2027, and we can get a better idea of that with our next guest. Jared Bright is the regional executive director for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the Heartland chapter, covering the St. Louis area. And for people who don't know, Waymo is a driverless car. So if you've taken an Uber or a Lyft, imagine taking an Uber or a Lyft and there's no driver in the car. You just get in the back seat and the car drives itself to your destination. And so one of the aspects of that is the possibility that it will curb drunk driving fatalities. And to talk about that with us is Jared from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We appreciate your time today, Jared. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And personally, and I'm sure I will come around on this, I don't know how much I like the idea of Waymo. At least the technology right now does not appear to be great. You know, we've seen them, like, just for example, earlier in the week, a Waymo with passengers drove right through a police standoff situation because it doesn't have the nuance to realize, oh, maybe I shouldn't drive through this. So it's stuff like that that bothers me. But my understanding is organizations like MAD are pleased with this, that they are happy that it could curb some of the drunk driving deaths.
You know, the first and foremost, the mission of MAD is to make roadways safe for everyone. And, you know, a key to that mission is ending impaired driving once and for all, period. And that's why we're excited about Waymo's announcement that they're coming to the St. Louis area. You know, autonomous vehicles play an important role, we believe, in providing another tool in the toolbox to help fight impaired driving on our roadways. And we're a longtime partner with Waymo across the United States, and we're proud of that shared commitment to protect drivers and passengers, pedestrians, bicyclists, and the community as a whole. And technology is evolving every single day. Waymo is a leader in the industry of autonomous vehicles. And, we're excited for the possibility that, that they're providing us an opportunity to reduce fatalities and roadway injuries due to impaired driving.
So let's talk about the timeline here. You said that you've been working with Waymo around the country. When did that partnership really start? And then as far as it goes with St. Louis, with this location, when did the discussion start about bringing it to this area?
You know, that's a great question for Waymo, and our relationship as an organization with Waymo has been in play for a couple of years, and as they continue to support our work to end impaired driving, That relationship has only gotten stronger, as has their technology and their commitment to roadway safety. I know there are probably a lot of people who are wondering what their timeline is, and I know Waymo can speak to that. I know our timeline and our mission to end impaired driving is critical, that every single day individuals are being killed on our roadways due to an impaired driver. Every single day, individuals behind the wheel of a car are making the choice to drive impaired. And our job is to work every single day to make sure that we reduce those numbers. And we'll accept, welcome with excitement, any partner who wants to play a role in helping to reduce something that impacts 2 out of every 3 people in the United States.
So how do you see it as it pertains to Uber or Lyft? Because to me, this is the same thing. I mean, Uber and Lyft already exist. Why is this any different?
Yeah, and we have a partnership with Uber as well. Again, we welcome any technology that plays a role in reducing these roadway fatalities and injuries. And that goes beyond rideshare, right? We, as a part of the HALT Act that's before the Department of Transportation for rulemaking process and implementation for all motor vehicles, all new motor vehicles in production. Once that happens, we'll welcome that technology as a part of anti-drunk driving prevention. And, you know, part of our role is to add and include these technology companies. We'll welcome any technology to play a role to help us get to 0 traffic deaths as a result of impaired driving.
Jared Bright with Mothers Against Drunk Driving is with us on KMOX. What is the challenge for a city like St. Louis, which does have public transportation, but this is not a big public transportation city? It's not like Chicago with the L or with, you know, used to be cabs everywhere. Now people are taking Ubers wherever they go. A lot of people don't have cars. So is there a greater challenge in a market like this?
You know, from our opinion, we truly believe that having the options and alternatives to having to make that decision to get behind the wheel of a car impaired is critical. And so, adding a tool to St. Louis's toolbox that is fueled by technology and innovation to play a role in getting the St. Louisans from point A to point B, I think everybody should welcome that. Certainly should welcome it as we look at, the likelihood every single day of an impaired driver having an impact on your life, your loved one's life. And I think we should be open, and we certainly are, and we welcome Waymo. We're excited. At the end of the day, we value our relationship with Waymo, and we will continue to look forward to working together with them and our shared goal, right, which is safety on our roadways, especially in and around St. Louis. Their goal and our goal is to strive to lower the number of people of all ages being impacted by impaired driving. Impaired drivers certainly don't discriminate. And so as we can add technological tools to our toolbox, we welcome that. And I think, my iPhone updates a new version every week as they fix bugs and technology, but I can't live without it. I work and use my phone every single day. And so I think as we see technology continue to improve, I know Waymo leads the way there and with autonomous vehicles, and we look forward to what they'll do next.
Jared Bright with Mothers Against Drunk Driving on KMOX right now. And you've mentioned the word impaired. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that used to be the term because it was drunk is all we talked about. But now with marijuana being legal in many states around the country, including Missouri and Illinois, how is there a greater challenge there now? What have you seen with numbers in terms of impaired driving deaths, whether it's alcohol or it's marijuana or a substance like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, something we should all be thinking about. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the numbers that we see here in the Midwest, especially in Missouri, roughly about 50% of all traffic fatalities as a result of impaired driving are poly-use fatalities, meaning that there's more than one substance, impairing substance as a part of that. And so sometimes that could be marijuana. Sometimes it's other illegal narcotics or prescription narcotics that, you know, you're not supposed to get behind the wheel of the car or operate a motor vehicle with in conjunction with alcohol. And so we see, you know, nearly 50% of all traffic fatalities as a result of impaired driving also include another substance. And so, you know, since 2019, 30% increase in the number of impaired driving fatalities. This is a problem. And we worked for, you know, we just celebrated our 45th anniversary as an organization across the United States. And we saw drastic reductions over that 45 years. And we're starting to see the uptick again. You know, that could be a result of poly use and using more than one substance. We see those statistics. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is a behavioral problem. The behavioral problem and challenge that we face as a society is that individuals are choosing to consume alcohol and drugs and get behind the wheel of a car. And that's what we have to continue working on with our youth, with parents, with our community leaders. Just last night, we had a law enforcement recognition event here in Missouri where we honored individual officers, prosecutors who play a role in that, both prevention but enforcement side of things. We do it every year in St. Louis as well. More than 500 officers being recognized. Look, this is a behavioral problem, and as long as we need enforcement, we also need technology and education. That's where Waymo comes into play with the addition of technology into our toolbox to help fight impaired drivers, and in our work to continue having education and awareness, you know, at the top of our list every single day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So other than awareness and reminding people to think twice, to stop and really think about what they're doing, get an Uber, Lyft, Waymo, whatever, if it's available in your market, whatever it is, to get home safely or get a designated driver or whatever it is. Beyond that awareness of reminding people, what more can really be done about it? It is, yeah. Is legislation, more legislation, yeah. Different, tougher? What? How would you go about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a multi-pronged approach. And I think we work every single day in the state of Missouri with our underage drinking prevention education for the youth of Missouri. And every year, more than 10,000 students see someone from MAD having this presentation in their schools. And of course, that's a cooperative, collaborative relationship with schools. We have schools that tell us no, they don't want education for impaired driving in their schools. And that's okay. We'll try back next year. But at the end of the day, if we can all wrap our heads around that we don't do prevention education in our schools as much as we used to. And if you correlate that with the uptick over the last 5 years or so, 6 years, compared to the previous 40 years where we saw a decrease in impaired driving, that should tell us something. I think on the other side of thing, on things with legislation, we work tirelessly. Representative Mark Sharp in Kansas City Representatives and senators out of the St. Louis area are constantly working with MAD and all of our team, all of our victims and survivors in Jefferson City every year to try to pass tougher legislation, but also new legislation like Bentley and Mason's Law, which says that if you kill the parents of a child under the age of 18, as a result of an impaired driving crash, you will be responsible financially for that child until they turn 18.
Oh.
This is already passed in more than 10 states in our country. It has passed in South Korea. It's before Parliament in Canada. And other states have it before their legislators right now. So that's one piece. Again, another tool in our toolbox for deterrence. When we combine deterrence as a part of enforcement, we couple it with technology and our continued education and awareness campaigns. That's the impact we're looking to make. And that's why we're looking for partners like Waymo all the time. We're looking for partners like representatives and senators who want to make change in Missouri and truly have an impact. And look, we have an army of unfortunate victims and survivors who have suffered tragedies, enormous tragedies. Today is the eight-year anniversary of a Columbia couple who travels the state for us, lost their son at the hands of an impaired driver, a poly-use impaired driver. Today's their son's death anniversary. And last night they were at a law enforcement event, and today they're traveling to do an underage drinking prevention education for a school. This is the type of work we do, and this is the type of work that I know will have an impact, but we have to grow it. And that's why partnership like Waymo, continued partnerships with schools are so important.
Jared Bright, the regional executive director for the Heartland chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We appreciate your time today. Thank you, Jared, for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Be safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.